On today's very special episode of Does Pat Get It, where I, Pat, dive into the middle of a story to see what the hell has been going on up to that point, I'm looking at The Sandman, issue 12, published by DC Comics, written by Neil Gaiman, and art by Chris Bachalo. I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce last names. I just have to get this off my chest before going into the overview. I've been meaning to read Sandman for some time, especially after reading Dark Horse's adaptation of American Gods. Fantastic. Anyway, on with the show. It starts off with a woman named Lita, I don't know, going about to meet her husband Hector, who appears to be the titular hero of the series, where he is accompanied by his two minions, Brute and Glob. It turns out that both Lyta and Hector have been in the Dream Dome for a couple of years now, but wonders why she still hasn't given birth yet, seeing as how she was 6 months pregnant when they first arrived. It then cuts to a boy named Jed. He's a runaway in the foster care of Clarice and Barnaby. He's shown only malice and abuse while they pocket the $800 given by the state for his care. They also keep him locked in the basement, only letting Jed out when the welfare agents come to check in. It then returns to the Dream Dome, where we overhear Brute and Glob talking about their former lord and how he may be returning, and only time would tell. They also reveal that Hector Hall is merely a puppet, while the former lord wriggles his way back into the extra-dimensional or outer reality land known as the Dreaming. It then cuts to two different scenarios in Georgia, one involving a Rose Walker getting lodgings after her car breaks down, and the other involving a man in shades fending off muggers with some strange power involving his eyes. Cutting back into the Dreaming, the Lord has finally broken through, and while Hector tries to fight, and utterly failing, Brute and Glob think of how to escape, while Lyta notices the Dream Dome collapsing around her. The Lord reveals himself to be the true Sandman, Lord of the Dreaming, and the situation erupts into reality. In the basement that Jed has been locked in, breaking down the door that kept him there, allowing him to escape. Sandman soon reveals that Hector Hall has actually been dead for some time, and was escaping his fate by hiding in the Dreaming, only for the Sandman to return him to where he belongs. He also explains to Lyta that since her unborn child has spent so much time in the Dreaming, it belongs to him, and he will return for it one day. Finally, cutting away to Jed, we see him in the rain hitchhiking, finally getting a ride with the guy in shades from Georgia. Well, that was interesting. A little rambly on my part. Sorry I couldn't convey this one that well. But I gotta say, I'm not disappointed. The art is this classic style of the time in the late 80s with equal amounts detail and negative space. That is until the Sandman comes on the scene, in which the backgrounds go otherworldly with color and design. With all these mini cuts in the main story, I feel that I'm missing out on some parts that were told prior, such as the role of Rose Walker in this whole affair. Yet, with saying that, the series appears to be that of vignettes or short stories surrounding the titular character, either directly or indirectly involved. I will say this, I highly recommend this series as well as Gaiman's American Gods adaptation, so if you get the chance, pick up the trades just like me. And for those of you that have wanted to be more interactive with this series, if you want to recommend a series for the show, leave a comment on what series you would like, and I'll see what I can do. If it's something I haven't read, I'll sure get into it if it is. Oh well, I don't know. This is Pat. Bye.